You're listening to SBS News.
New migration measures have been agreed upon by Germany's so-called Grand Coalition, ending a dispute that had imperiled the fragile partnership just months after it took power. It also struck a blow to Ms. Merkel's already weakened power base. The package includes sending back migrants who've already registered in other European Union countries who try to enter Germany, a key sticking point for Interior Minister and leader of Bavaria's Christian Social Union, Horst Seehofer. It was Mr. Seehofer's threat to defy Chancellor Merkel and enact the then unapproved measure which triggered the crisis. He says he's satisfied with the deal.
Das betrifft Maßnahmen zur Abweisung.
This includes measures of rejections at the border, but also faster so-called Dublin procedures within Germany. This is exactly what a minister in charge wishes for, and I'm very pleased.
The parties also agreed to speed up returning people to the countries they applied for asylum in. However, this would require agreement from states that have previously been unwilling to accept migrants. Officials would have just 48 hours to process them in existing police facilities if they can't be transported to Munich Airport and flown to the country they first arrived in. Under the Dublin Convention, asylum seekers must lodge their requests in the first EU nation they reach. Head of the Social Democrats Party, Andrea Nahles, stresses the deal would not see the creation of transit centres, which the party has compared to internment camps.
There won't be any unilateral actions. There won't be any unilateral rejections at the border. Instead, a quicker process at the borders for asylum seekers will be implemented. We don't need any amendments for this. It is all based on applicable law. There won't be any kind of camps, which was out of the question for the SPD anyway.
While the pressure appears to have eased somewhat at home, overseas the German leader still faces strong opposition. After holding discussions with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán in Berlin, the pair appeared to have very different views on what looking after asylum seekers and refugees who seek sanctuary on the continent meant. Mr. Orbán emphasised his belief that closing borders would deter people from making the dangerous journey in the first place.
We have to stay human without a doubt, and for that we know only one solution, closing the borders, and bringing aid directly to the countries that need it. We must not let in those who bring bad things. If armed Hungarians do not protect the borders, then 4,000 or 5,000 people would enter Germany every day. That is what we are protecting. For us, that is what we call solidarity.
While Chancellor Merkel agreed nations have a right to protect their borders, she says European nations have a moral duty to help.
Europe's soul is humanity. If we want to preserve this, if Europe wants to play a role in the world thanks to its values, then Europe must not disengage from urgency and suffering.
She's not the only one doing deals abroad. Mr. Seehofer has met with Eurosceptic and anti-migration Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, who expressed his support for the ruling German coalition. But the hardliner was unimpressed by plans to turn away refugees and migrants who've applied for asylum in other nations at Germany's border, and warned that Austria would not be held responsible for them.
In diesem Sinne unterstütze ich, dass hier die deutsche Kanzlerin.
Therefore, I support that the German Chancellor will hold talks with Greece and Italy, and they will hopefully contribute to finding a solution. If one is not found, then Germany and Austria will have to take measures to implement what should already be European law.
Representatives from Germany, Austria and Italy will meet next week to discuss how to shut down a route taken by tens of thousands of migrants to land on Europe's shores. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.